I wonder if the job that you're in has changed over your career. And as technology catches up or changes things, do you ever wonder what the jobs for your kids will be like down the track?
In Fort Scratchley, today there's a bunch of students who are looking at how STEM can play a part in shaping our workforce. That's science, technology, engineering and mathematics. ABC Newcastle reporter Larice Dixon is at Fort Scratchley. Good morning, Larice.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Jenny. Yes, I'm here at Fort Scratchley, overlooking the water. Another beautiful location I'm reporting from today, and a great spot for the 2019 STEM Workforce Conference hosted by Regional Development Australia Hunter. The focus of the event will be on the future of the Hunter's workforce, and for the first time, it'll feature a panel of students from around the region. And one of them is Laura McKay. She's a Year 11 student from All Saints College, Maitland, St. Mary's campus. And she's with me now. Hello, Laura.
Hello.
Why are you interested in STEM?
Well, it has many aspects of engineering that I'm interested in. It gives a lot of students a lot of career options to do, as well as problem-solving skills and teamwork skills. It's a good option to do, as well as it gives you many career advice as well. And you've got people that support you through what careers you want to go into, and it just gives you many options of what you want to go into.
What field are you specifically passionate about?
I'm passionate about the biomedical engineering aspect of STEM, as well as to do with like the medical side and the human body. I like the, you know, the use of prosthetics and the use of using technology and coding into, you know, incorporating it into everyday life, as well as our body and medical side.
What job do you see yourself doing in the future?
I'm thinking of doing biomedical engineering or going into the Defence Force and doing an engineering degree as well, going like to the Air Force and either being a pilot to do aerospace engineering, which is also an aspect in STEM that we do. So we do a course module about aerospace engineering, which we can create, you know, planes and different, you know, flying objects to test the aerodynamics of it and how it flies through the air.
Are you working on any projects at the moment?
I am, yes. I am working on a 3D printed hand that can show sign language through coding. So I've used different EV3 motors that I can then code and use a pulley system for with using wires and connect them to the hand. So I can make it use 3D signals to show whatever I want to say.
What do you hope people will get out of the student panel today at the conference?
I'm hoping people can, you know, gain more of an interest into STEM and realise how big of an aspect it is in life and see how it is involved in many different careers in today's society as it is growing, developing each day. And, you know, STEM is really growing in this society. So I really believe that it'll be good for people to see today how different it's changing and how many it can be incorporated in.
What would you say to other young people out there who are thinking about pursuing a career in STEM?
I'm thinking just do it, because you've got so many different choices through STEM and so many different aspects and careers through STEM, because it's going to be in everyday society and everyday jobs now. So I really do believe that it will be good for students to, you know, have that basic skills of teamwork and engineering fundamentals that will be used in different jobs today.